I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Cattle ranchers race to meet a departure deadline from Point Reyes National Seashore, a major property development at Strawberry moves forward, an environmental screening tool gets screened by local leaders, funding begins for a new experiment in wetland restoration, and smart trains get a boost in service. As of Wednesday, most cattle ranching at Point Reyes National Seashore will be over. 12 ranches will shut down and leave the federal park, with 2 ranches remaining. A legal settlement between ranchers, environmental groups, the National Park Service, and the Nature Conservancy ended with 11 ranching families accepting buyouts of roughly $2 to $3 million each. About 90 ranch workers, mostly excluded from the negotiations, received far smaller payments. Many have had to turn to the county for help finding housing. The closures end 150 years of ranching on a large part of the peninsula and mark the return of thousands of acres to protected parkland. Marin County's Planning Commission has approved a major redevelopment for the former Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary campus in Strawberry. The proposal goes next to the Board of Supervisors for a final decision. The prime real estate covers 127 acres overlooking Richardson Bay. The project would create 337 housing units, including a senior care facility, along with childcare, recreation areas, and public parks. 70% of the land will remain open space. New low-income affordable housing will be built. Units priced for households that earn 80% of the Marin County median income will replace 139 low-cost units that are already there. Commissioners approved the environmental review after a 12-year dispute with neighborhood groups over traffic and land use. More than 100 Bay Area organizations are urging California regulators to revise a proposed update to a state mapping tool used to identify communities that are most affected by pollution. The Cal EnviroScreen data mapping site is used to determine areas that are eligible for environmental funding. The groups sent letters Wednesday to the California Environmental Protection Agency, arguing that the draft changes fail to identify vulnerable neighborhoods, such as San Francisco's Mission District, Chinatown, and parts of the Tenderloin, along with communities in East Palo Alto, Marin City, and Oakland. The state says the draft adds new health indicators and updates census data. The groups that are seeking revisions are asking the regulators to delay final approval to allow for more public input. A pilot project in Marin County could result in a new tool for protecting tidal marshes threatened by sea level rise. A tidal marsh is like a water garden that depends on sunlight to grow grasses that shelter fish and feed birds and other species that are unique to the bay. It's hard to think of a tidal marsh as being in danger of sea level rise. It's already wet. But as seas rise, marshes can drown and become open water, wiping out entire ecosystems that all of us depend on, unless they are replenished with new sediment. In Marin County, engineers are studying an innovative way to deliver waves of new sediment using the ebb and flow of natural tides. The proposal is to use water injection dredging, which liquefies mud and silt so tides can carry the material from upland creeks into nearby marshes where it might settle and build up the land. The San Francisco Bay Restoration Authority funded the research. A pilot program will test the method by moving sediment from Galenas Creek near San Rafael to the China Camp State Park Wetland Reserve. Transit riders along the Highway 101 corridor in Marin and Sonoma counties will see expanded service starting April 12th. Smart train service will increase by about 19% with more frequent morning, evening, and weekend trips. Golden Gate Transit buses will roughly double service between San Rafael and San Francisco. Some routes between Novato and Santa Rosa will end, but the smart service increases should fill the gap, according to officials with the rail service. Several regional transit agencies coordinated the plan, meant to increase ridership and to better align schedules and connections. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.